Dear family, may the Lord keep you in his peace. I wanted to put out this short note to you. Ezekiel had a dream that President Putin was deposed and running for his life. Another heart dweller had a dream that he had been captured and stripped of his shirt. To me, that represents authority. His hands were also cuffed behind his back. Please pray for Vladimir. The media has made him out to be a monster, but in fact, the media is the sick monster along with our nation and the Ukraine, which is notorious for manufacturing deadly chemicals, trafficking and murdering children. The media pointed to a hospital in Ukraine that had been bombed by Russia. They didn't bother to include the information that it was being used as a warehouse for deadly pandemic poisons to eradicate 90% of mankind. Putin has been on the warpath against Ukraine for a very long time because of the massive underground child trafficking and adrenochrome factories. I know there are other dynamics involved, but what I have shared with you, I believe, is true. And by the way, sources I trust are X22, Hal Turner, Brideon, Stephen Ben-Noon at Israeli News Live, who's also on Patreon as well as YouTube. He has been seriously silenced on YouTube, but his website is not. Henry Gruver prophesied that a short man would be the president of Russia and would turn on America and attack us for gain. I do not believe that Putin would do this, but I do believe that he will have a body double that will do it. President Putin is coming against us for our involvement in the Ukrainian war. We have troops in Ukraine fighting against Russia. But if Henry's prophecy holds true, I do not believe it will be Vladimir who executes it. I believe he will be out of office with the others in charge. By the way, the U.S. military has been seen now in 27 states. A stealth bomber was sighted over Florida. Drone swarms flying and military convoys from California to Miami, as well as the Mexican military amassed at the California border and Canadian military movement. And the Canadians were hosting China. All of this, I believe, is preparation for war and an attack against the United States. I do not believe it's some kind of drill. The Lord is coming for his bride, family. Look up, your redemption draws near. Based on previous messages, it will be right after the nukes fall in America that the rapture will take place. The Lord has told me twice now, get letters ready for those loved ones who will be left behind. Seriously, pray for those who will die, that God will have mercy on them. By the way, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the contemplative version that we recorded, is so appropriate right now. Also, I wanted to mention the Rapture Was Real book that we put together. I think it's available on Amazon, or if you write to us, we'll send you a free copy. You can get the PDF and the recording of the Divine Mercy Chaplet on our website, heartdwellers.org, for free. We're not interested in making money, but we do want to get the word out. And I think it's important to have a copy of that book. It's actually, the title is, The Rapture Was Real. I Wasn't Taken, and Now What? In any case, it's got a lot of messages from the Lord preparing us, preparing those who will be left behind, and guiding and warning them about what to look out for during that time. So I highly recommend that book. I think it would be wisdom to get several copies for your relatives who you know are going to be left behind. I think it'll give them a great deal of comfort and hope that they haven't been abandoned by the Lord. Stay in prayer, dear ones. Cleave to the Lord with all your heart and pray for those who are in danger of hell. Amen.